Direction we can direct the conversation in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most important stories of the day include a discussion of more major rulings issued by the Supreme Court. First, they struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, saying legally married same-sex couples have to get the same benefits provided to heterosexual couples. The court said the DOMA Act, which defined marriage as only between a man and a woman, was discriminatory and unconstitutional. So that gave a lot of people who were upset earlier in the week reason to be happy, it would seem. The Supreme Court also dismissed the appeal over California's Proposition 8, citing that private parties do not have standing to defend the proposition's ban on gay marriage, which was overturned in California courts on the grounds that the ban was unconstitutional. Right, so you want to hear that one again? Kenny, that's one for the books. The court has dismissed the appeal of Prop 8. So everybody then needs to understand what Prop 8 is. So what is Proposition 8, being the California son that you are, Kenny?
Quite simply, it's a ban on gay marriage.
Right. So the ban, and this had been voted in, this was a proposition. Most people were surprised, I think, I remember when this was voted in, that California would vote that in. And I think a lot of it was because of confusion, the way it was worded, which is part of the problem with a lot of these propositions in many states, right?
The way it was worded, and there were also lots of advertising coming from outside of the state that was a lot of fear-based,
right?
The world will end if California has gay marriage.
Right.
So people were very confused, and then the way it was worded was, you know, if you're for it, you're against it. If you're against it, you're for it, kind of.
So these two decisions by the Supreme Court were pretty consistent. They both amount to the same thing, right, in essence?
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
it's
pretty much.
It's okay to be gay and be married, and you get what you're going to get whether you're gay or whether you're straight in terms of benefits. That's
exactly.
Really what both, yeah, that's what we're talking about here. 888-302-3684. So how many people are going to call and say, that's the end of the world, it's going to ruin my marriage? I never could understand that. You'll ruin my marriage if you let gay people get married. I have never understood that argument. Why? What is it to you whether the guy next door is an orangutan or not? How's that going to affect your marriage? I never got that.
I don't see how that affects your marriage any more than, you know, Britney Spears being married for an hour and a half or
right.
The Kardashian marriage that lasted a few months or some other celebrities who are married four, five, six times.
Yeah. Speaking of orangutans, 888-302-3684. So what are you getting already? Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen here with the overview of the thoughts that many of you have. And this is good for opinion. It's good for those of you who want to be comfortable in understanding these issues. What are people saying on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or on Twitter @Good Day Show?
Micah says, to those who viewed the Supreme Court's ruling as a point scored for the other team, I invite you to stop playing the game.
Really? Huh. All right.
James says, Supreme Court, you have no authority to rule on the subject of marriage. It is not in the U.S. Constitution. It is a state matter.
Uh-huh.
I think they had authority to rule on it because someone brought the case to them.
Right. Yeah. You can have this. That's those are the crazies who think that it's again this fear-based thinking that so occupies all of us in what appears to be almost a natural way, but because the way the news media is and advertising and other things seem to be so negative, there's always that. Look at what happened with what was a Proposition 34 that Monsanto got killed, the farming. Act, was it 34, 38, 31, something like that, that prop. It would require all foods to be labeled. and Monsanto and their pals completely turned around what the essence of what was on paper. That was, for a change, that was something that you could understand when you read it. Okay, this is what this means. I'm voting for it or against it. And they had the power to mess that all up. And that's what happens sometimes when there's so much money involved. That's the other thing. I wish the heck, although Citizens United went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, yep, this is okay. So a lot of the things that have happened since that ruling have been a result of that ruling. And so you think, okay, where are we going with all the money involved in so many aspects of our lives, decision-making? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. Here's a political commentator, Charles Krauthammer, talking about these rulings from the Supreme Court.
Overall, the decision, I think, will inevitably lead to the overturning of all the laws in all the states that disallow gay marriage. And it is in the rationale of the Kennedy opinion. The Kennedy opinion that says that the states are sovereign on the issue of marriage, and thus the federal government cannot impose its definition on the states. If Kennedy had stopped with that, it would have been a conservative decision. It would have been essentially a way of saying status quo prevails, those states that allow it will allow it, and those will do otherwise. But he had a second rationale. It wasn't just the Federalist one, and the second rationale was the reason that the federal government cannot discriminate in states in which it is allowed between a gay couple and a straight one is because it undermines the Equal Protection Clause. So it's a form of discrimination. So the logic of that is, why is it only discrimination if you discriminate against a couple, a gay couple in a state that allows, like New York, and not a discrimination in the state that doesn't allow, like Texas? It doesn't even allow the marriage in the first place. So in this opinion, I think, is absolutely inevitable seed of overturning all, essentially nationalizing gay marriage in a way that Roe nationalized and abolished all the abortion laws.
All right, news, Charles Krauthammer. What do you think about nationalizing gay marriage? Seems okay again. I'm not gay and wouldn't choose the lifestyle, but if people are gay, they want to be married. There are a lot of people that I know who are very happy, very nurturing, great parents, all of those things. It's none of my business what you want to do, and it's none of your business what I want to do. That's pretty much the simple bottom line from my perspective. You're certainly willing, I'm sure, and able to contest that if you don't agree, and help yourself to a good, solid, positive discussion at 888-302-3684. And good day. It's quarter after the hour.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores, like pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo from $139, plus incredible deals on our best laminates, vinyl wood plank, cork. Every floor is on sale, and get special financing. Don't miss it. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up, and you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162 to learn how you can make a difference doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
888-302-3684. So the Defense of Marriage Act and all the things that have gone before and after it, or will come after it. I was interested to see, Kenny, some of the rainbow flags and the confetti with the celebrations in San Francisco. The Supreme Court has brought about another healthy discussion of same-sex marriage, same-sex couples. Let's see, I saw in San Francisco, also West Hollywood, too. Today, the words emblazoned across Supreme Court ring true. Equal justice under the law, said one of the plaintiffs who challenged the gay marriage ban. So what say you? 888-302-3684, Jeff's in Lynchburg, Virginia, with the thoughts on this. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
All right, sir. How about you?
I was just telling you, screen caller, that I don't care who gets married or how many times they get married. I suggest some of these young boys down here in my meal get married 3-4 times. I think everybody should do it. But I think they ought to be amped to the same divorce laws as regular man and woman divorces.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, like around here in Virginia, they don't recognize same-sex marriage, but right. I know some people who say that they are, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, they don't have to go through no courts and pay nobody 20 years worth of trial support or whatever kind of support, alimony, anything like that.
Do you think Virginia should change? You think Virginia should change its law?
No, I don't care. I mean, I think a man and a woman is supposed to be married, but I don't really care. I mean, it ain't none of my business, like you said, if he's a orangutan or not. But that's just my personal feelings, but that ain't nothing I would, impose upon you, you know.
All right.
But just think.
Go ahead.
There might be a fist fight, and that'll be about it, and they just split up their furniture. Somebody needs to go to court just like I had to.
Yeah. I think that's happened in places where gay couples have been married. Chad, what do you think?
Hey, Doug. I hear a lot of people taking the wrong point of view, and I'm kind of with the last caller. I'm in Virginia, and here it's illegal for men to own businesses together and stuff like that, and, you know, because they try to, you know, block the gay marriage thing. And most of the Christians, I know I'm Catholic, I'm a libertarian. We do not want involved. We don't think it's a victory for them not to be able to be married. It really comes over that this is a loss for the people, because the reason why we're upset is because the government shouldn't be in the marriage business.
I'm with you on that. The government shouldn't be involved in it. I'm for that way of thinking as well, but they are, so that's the reality. 21 after the hour.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant. HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
After the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday, 27th of June, Neil Diamond has recorded a charity song which will ultimately benefit the Boston One Fund and also the Wounded Warriors Project. It's called the Freedom Song, a subtitle, They'll Never Take Us Down. It's actually due out for the 4th of July, I think, Kenny. But the story was leaked by Neil Diamond yesterday. Sony says they don't have any audio yet. They have just put the song together. They haven't really been able to release any pieces of it. They probably will work on it as quickly as they can. So we're playing Sweet Caroline because that's the song that always plays at the seventh inning stretch in Boston at the Red Sox games and has traditionally for quite a while, actually. I went to a Reds, that was the eighth inning. Thank you, Michael. After the seventh inning stretch, the eighth inning, hoo-ha, then. I went to a game earlier in the season with Meredith, and it was interesting to see. It was after the marathon. It was in May. So it was interesting, as I had never seen, I hadn't been to a Red Sox game for a long time, actually. Interesting to see how the crowd rose to their feet in more excitement than I'd seen in a group in a long time. So, speaking about groups that are excited, the Supreme Court and the Gay Marriage Act, the Defense of Gay Marriage Act, all of the things that are tied together. Yeah, I think the last caller, if you didn't hear what he said, so I take a deep breath here because there is so much government involvement in everything, and why should the government be in this? And maybe even the government has gotten involved in so many things that they have to meter out benefits that have been under the circumstances created for basic vote getting. People say, oh, well, it's about fairness. No, it really isn't. It's about a lot of hoopla. So making this even in religious contexts, if people are religious, then why should there be any religious sway in this one way or another? The government has really no business in what people do personally and privately, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, and neither should church or religions. If people don't want to be married in the church, however, they have to get married by someone who's quote-unquote legally registered, like a justice of the peace, to perform these marriages. I don't see that that's something that fits here. It was a 5-4 decision. Justice Scalia issued a pungent dissent predicting that the ruling would be used to upend state restrictions on marriage. And under the circumstances, most people said, okay, so what if that's the case? Let it be. What difference does it make? I'd love to say what the difference does it make. It doesn't make any difference to you or to anybody else. So when is California going to allow gay marriages? Backers of the ban have 25 days to ask the Supreme Court to reconsider. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals also has to lift a hold it placed on the lower court order before the state can be free to issue marriage licenses. The Ninth Circuit is one of the most liberal, if not the most liberal, of all of the circuits. And it's not likely, this is my own opinion, they're going to get in the way of this, would you say, Kenny? I would say they'd try to move it along. That would be their usual MO.
I'm sure they were burning the midnight oil last night to try and cross all the T's, dot all the I's to get this rolling.
That was interesting. Scalia said it takes real cheek for today's majority to assure us, as it's going out the door, that a constitutional requirement to give formal recognition to same-sex marriage is not at issue here. The president said this is wonderful, and so, et cetera, et cetera. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, said he was disappointed in the outcome and hopes states continue to define marriage as a union of man and woman. That doesn't get the Republicans very far. Why don't you just shut up? He's trying to scramble back because a lot of the right-wing base of the Republican Party is upset with him because some of the stuff he's been trying to get through. Shut up. Will you? Just go away. Leave everybody alone. 28 past the hour, and good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Air travel may not be the most pleasant experience, but some airlines are actually trying to improve their cabins to make your flying time go a little faster and with a little more comfort. JetBlue, the airline known for having only one class of service, may soon change the configuration of their aircraft. They're about to install 4 mini suites as part of a 16-seat business class section. After being grounded by the FAA, the Dreamliner is flying again, and that means you can check out the cutting-edge cabin. American Airlines is rebranding its entire fleet, and on its Boeing 777s, they're planning for economy seats with more legroom, Wi-Fi, power outlets, even USB jacks in every seat. And Alaska Airlines is spending $100 million on its cabin upgrades. That includes those all-important power outlets and a new in-flight entertainment system that can stream movies and television shows to any device with Wi-Fi. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
The coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stephan on the Good Day program at 33 after the hour. Another half hour of conversation about the events of the day that folks are talking about on the Defense of Marriage Act and the Supreme Court's ruling. How does that affect you? How does it affect same-sex spouses? Gay couples have long had second-tier status when it came to their finances. A lot of things were more complicated, like filing tax returns, health insurance, that kind of stuff. But the Supreme Court ruling striking down DOMA, with that, I guess some of the issues will be wiped away. You think, Kenny? Ruling makes it pretty clear that married gay couples living in states that recognize the unions will gain access to more than federal, about 1,000 federal benefits, Social Security, family leave rights. Less certain, though, is how couples living in the 37 states that are not recognizing, that probably somebody will suggest in either the House or the Senate that this be changed, and then they'll have that big blow up. But under the circumstances, who knew there were these many federal benefits? That's really the secondary byproduct of this ruling, is to understand how many federal programs there are, policies, that kind of stuff. And it gives you another idea of how crazy the federal government is. All of these programs, all these administrators, all these bureaucrats, all this money. That is not about being gay. It's about how screwed up the government is. Right?
Yeah. I think heterosexual couples take it for granted.
Yeah.
You get married and all these things are just, this is just the way it is. You don't ever think about it, that you get a marriage deduction on your taxes, or that you get any other benefits if your spouse is in the hospital or in a coma or something, that it's just a given that you have rights. You can go in and see them. You don't have to do anything special. But if you're a gay couple, You're you're really just in a before yesterday's ruling, you were just
screwed.
In a, yeah.
Trying
to think of a nice way to put that.
There is no nice way of putting it. 888-302-3684. The White House said they'd already begun analyzing all of these relevant laws, and there are hundreds of them and statutes at issue that were working against those who were of the same sex that want to be married. So they're working swiftly, so they said. There's going to have to be some way of dealing with all these state laws that could make it difficult to get a divorce or establish legal ties to children. So how many same-sex couples are living together around the country? About 650,000. And about 100,000, I think, are married, right? Isn't that what the number is?
Give or take, I think that's about what the number is.
All right, here's a radio host, because Kenny monitors, listens to, and helps to bring together a lot of the talk activity on radio and television so that we can get the different opinions from hosts around the country, and we certainly are underscoring your opinions as well at 888-302-DOUG. Here's Hope host April Zsezbah talking to legal analyst Jonathan Adler about this ruling.
This is a first that the Supremes have tackled gay marriage cases. Does it surprise you how the votes went down?
In the DOMA case, not so much. Everyone, I think, knew that Justice Kennedy would be the swing vote, that there would be four justices in support of gay marriage and four justices against, and that Justice Kennedy would be the decider. And given his prior decisions, that he would rule against DOMA and stress the importance of states in defining what is or is not a lawful marriage, that isn't too surprising. The California decision, on the other hand, there the court held it didn't have jurisdiction to hear the appeal. And the lineup there, the justices are all over the map. You have the Chief Justice joined by both some more conservative and some of the more liberal justices on this question of could the court even hear the case. And that one's going to take some time to digest.
With DOMA, is there a difference between civil unions versus gay marriage? Because there certainly is a difference among the states when it comes to those two things.
All the court holds, and it's very clear on this point, is that it is unconstitutional for the federal government to distinguish between lawfully married couples based on whether or not it's a traditional marriage or a same-sex marriage. So basically what the court said is if a state recognizes this as a marriage, then that's married. The federal government should take marriages as they are recognized in the states. So it doesn't say anything about civil unions, nor does it say anything about whether states are required to recognize same-sex marriage or provide benefits to same-sex couples that have civil unions. It leaves all of those questions for another day.
888-302-3684. I think it's sort of interesting historically to note this is a day. I'm looking actually at the date, 1969 and 1999. Going back to this date, June 27th, 1969, New York City police, trying to serve a search warrant, charged into a gay hangout called the Stonewall Inn in New York, and events there quickly got out of hand. Police threw all the customers out on the street, the managers, the bouncers. Everybody got booted out onto the sidewalk. The crowd got pretty unruly, and somebody threw a bottle at one of the policemen. And then the police called in the tactical patrol force and drove the mob from in front of the Stonewall Inn into the middle of the street, basically. Police arresting and jailing a lot of the chanting gays. And for the next few days and nights, the Stonewall Inn became the focal point of a lot of gay protests. The gay community began to organize, form committees to bring about change. And so a lot of people, frankly, feel that the gay liberation movement had its beginnings on this day, 1969, with the so-called Stonewall Inn riots. And then fast-forwarding to 30 years later, I remember the pictures of the people wearing leather thongs and feather boas and lots of political banners. Gays, lesbians took to the streets around the world in the first of the gay pride parades, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride parade and celebration took place on this date in San Francisco, New York, Berlin, Manila,
and lots of other cities around the world. Among the organizations taking part were the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is a gay veterans group, an antique auto club for gays, and Roman Catholics in favor of gay rights. The march is commemorated the anniversary of that Stonewall riot I was talking about. And so on it goes. I chuckle because I remember what, it's actually kind of vividly, what some of these characters look like as they were dressed in this attire. And that's part of what puts people off. People are funny like that, Kenny, aren't they? They're put off by anything that doesn't seem to be, quote-unquote, normal, whatever the heck that means. Who's
right.
Normal?
If you're different, it's bad.
Yeah. And that's what the news media, underscoring the way they cover a lot of this stuff, they pretty much reinforce that. No matter what the category, but in this circumstance, if your sexual preference is different, you're bad. 888-302-3684. I think it's important that we spend some more time on this. Here's radio host Robert Lang talking to Maryland Attorney General Doug Gansler about the significance from his point of view of these rulings by the Supreme Court.
What do you make of both decisions?
Well, it's a monumental and historic day in what is the fastest moving social change issue, I think, in the history of our country. What the court did was it struck down DOMA, which is the federal side of any prohibitions against same-sex marriage, but fell short in the Proposition 8 case in determining de facto per se that same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. They left that to the states for the time being, but clearly indicated where they will be down the road when they look at this again.
Do you sense a trend because of the decision of other states following Maryland's lead in legalizing same-sex marriage?
Well, I think it's a national trend. I think people now recognize that this is a denial of equal rights for people who happen to be born gay, and I think that, you know, 10 years ago we would not be having this discussion, and 5 years from now everybody, every same-sex couple in the United States will be able to get married regardless of what state they live in. So, I mean, I think Maryland was part of it, but I don't know that we are necessarily the leader. I think this is really a national movement and a national understanding.
Delegate Emmett Burns, who led the opposition to Maryland's marriage equality law, told me earlier today that he feels that because of DOMA, same-sex couples from other states will come to Maryland to get married just so they can get the federal benefits. Your reaction to that?
Well, that's exactly the opposite of what today's ruling held. Today's ruling held that regardless of what state you're in, DOMA no longer is constitutional, so you are protected on the federal level. What he may be referring to is that there are still 38 states that, under today's Supreme Court decision, are still, can and do still discriminate against same-sex marriages. So there's 38 states that people could leave and go to one of the other 12 states, of which Maryland is one of those. Ultimately, those 38 states also will allow same-sex marriage. So the battle's not over yet, but we certainly made great strides in this particular ruling.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Hank Cochran was one of country's most well-loved and successful songwriters. When he passed away in 2010, Nashville superstar Jamie Johnson decided to pull together some of country music's biggest stars to record Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran, which features new versions of his best-loved songs. Producer Buddy Cannon spoke to us about working with country superstar Emmylou Harris on the classic Hank Cochran tune, Don't Touch Me.
Emmylou picked her own song. She chose Don't Touch Me and came to the studio one day and she listened to it a few times with us and she said, let me go in here and see what I can do to it. And she just wrapped herself around it, you know, and it's one of the most, to me, the most emotional readings on a song that I've ever heard her do. You know, she's always great, but she sounds different on this song.
Your kiss is like a drink when I am thirsty.
Harris and Jamie Johnson on the Hank Cochran song, Don't Touch Me, from Living for a Song, a tribute to Hank Cochran. There's more online, insidedailyradio.org.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A full weekend of great big savings. Like 40 to 50% off all swimwear for the family. 30 to 50% off all Jennifer Lopez, Elle, and LC Lauren Conrad. 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear. And 10 to 33% off kitchen electrics. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
Well, Flo, this is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler, 12 before the hour. The Supreme Court's decision to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act has prompted Kristen Bell to marry Dax Shepard. I guess they were supporters of the right to be. They're not gay. So if you look at, if you follow all the Twitter stuff back and forth, apparently after the thing was announced yesterday morning, the two of them twittered back and forth and decided, one of them, Dax, says, "Will you marry me?" And she says, blank, yes. So now the Proposition 8 is dead. Let's bring it on. Let's have a big marriage. I don't get this, but I guess there's a lot of stuff in life I don't get. What do I need to get here, Kenny, that I don't?
I don't know. It seemed like it was a couple actors who were caught up in the celebration and the moment and everything, who probably have many friends that this
it may affect them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's, for a minute, think about the death of Nelson Mandela, which isn't yet, although some of you may have heard that he's dead. He's not. Last night, a journalist named Ingram Jones in the UK posted a video on YouTube about the reported death of Mandela.
I'm just doing this video to report that Nelson Mandela, the former South African Prime Minister and known to many around the world as Madiba, has died. Age 94, Nelson Mandela had been struggling with illness for a while, in and out of hospital, and the rumours were going around and circulating that Nelson Mandela had passed away earlier today, but there were no confirmed reports of this. But now it's confirmed that the great leader, the former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, the great leader, has passed away. He will be missed
around
the world.
Yeah, you listen to this stuff, and you just wonder where... This was a rumor from a relative or something, Kenny, wasn't it?
That seems to be the case. I just did a search real quick on Nelson Mandela, and I see that also the Dutch Council, some people on Twitter, and a broadcaster in South Africa all had mentioned last night the passing and did a moment of silence, lit candles, all announcing that he had died, and apparently that's not the case, at least not yet.
Yeah. But it's so, and it didn't come from CNN. Usually they're the first ones to do all of that. That's wrong. Anyway, so Nelson Mandela isn't dead, but he's 94. He's in bad health. He'll be dead sooner or later. I guess that's true of all of us, though, even if we're in good health. But he's on his way. I don't think anybody has got any doubt about that. But the story isn't really his dying. It's the way that people spread rumors. Speaking of that, the Zimmerman trial and that whole fiasco coming up next here on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is, patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now, at the end of the hour already, it seems like we just began, and now we have to sort of wrap it up in this hour with a couple of items that come from the Zimmerman, the George Zimmerman trial. A witness testified yesterday that she heard a boy's voice yelling for help the night that Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. Jane Serdica was her name. She was in her home that night. She said she heard a loud, dominant voice 20 to 30 feet from where she was. She opened up her window. She could see two people on top of one another. She said that she heard a boy pleading for someone to save him. A second witness said she also heard screams but did not know who was crying for help. So here Anderson Cooper talks to one of the legal analysts following this, and they're all over the place. My God, you look at headline news, you'd think there was nothing else in the world going on other than this. Anyway, the analyst's name is Sonny Hostin, another one named Danny Savalos, about the testimony from Martin's girlfriend who was on the phone with him when he was killed.
What do you make of her on the stand? I mean, there were certainly some inconsistencies. Overall, do you think she was believable? Did she help the prosecution?
You know, I do think she helped the prosecution because, in large part, everything that she says is corroborated by other evidence. So why not believe her? I mean, the phone records corroborate that she was on the phone. What motive would she have to make this up?
When she said she heard the sound of wet grass, though. Did you buy that?
You know, I think when you're talking to an ear witness, a lot of times, Anderson, people do say things like that. Like, I heard the wind. I heard rattling. I mean, that is not unusual. I heard a lot of people today actually saying, how does someone hear wet grass? Well, when you hear that described, I can hear something. And so I actually think that she came across believable because she's not a professional witness. She is an everyday person who's on the witness stand. She clearly doesn't want to be there. And again, all of her testimony is corroborated by other people. Yeah. She says Trayvon was screaming for help. Well, another witness says Trayvon was screaming for help.
Danny, what do you make of it? I mean, the defense was obviously trying to show inconsistencies in her testimony over time.
Yeah, she's an everyday witness, all right, and an everyday not-so-great witness for the prosecution. Here's why. Number one, we have a number of inconsistent statements. It's true that not everybody can give the same story if they give it in a deposition and then again at trial, but she has some major inconsistencies that she misremembers. She also gives us an insight into Trayvon, some of the words Trayvon used, and it's interesting. This is such a racially charged case. And now, for the first time, we actually hear a racial term used to refer to white people, a very derogatory term, that came from Trayvon's mouth. On cross-examination, West made a lot of headway with her, and she broke the cardinal, she broke one of the biggest rules, which is don't argue with the attorney. The rules of evidence are designed, they are slanted against the witness and in favor of the attorney. So no matter what, if you decide to mix it up with the cross-examining attorney, you will not come out on top. And that's what I think happened today. That plus her inconsistencies, I think, did not bode well for the prosecution.
So, I mean, she certainly did get annoyed on cross-examination. And sort of, you know, push back and on the lawyer.
Sure. And you know, witnesses do that all the time, especially non-professional witnesses. And I think that a lot of times jurors relate to that. I mean, again, she doesn't want to be there. That was obvious. She has nothing to necessarily gain from being there. And so when she's, you know, combative with an attorney who's being hard on her, that cuts both ways. Yes, the jury may think, well, this person is disrespectful. Or the jury may think, well, why is that attorney cross-examining her so harshly? And so, you know, I'm not sure that she comes across as unsympathetic.
All right, now one wonders, Kenny, whether the pending trial of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez will overtake the drama of the Zimmerman trial. I've not really, even though I'm a Bostonian, I didn't get the sequence of events. This guy, has he actually ever played for the Patriots? I thought he just signed and hasn't been an official member of the team. Did I get that wrong or not?
No, he got a... Signed, I think it was last year, they signed him to a $40 million 5-year deal.
So he played last season for the Patriots. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
All right. He was taken into custody. Most people have seen this has been, like you talk about the overkill of the news media. Man, yesterday, two or three times during the day, I went to the three or four local Boston stations to look just for various programs that might normally be on. And it was all about this stuff. Somebody with a camera sitting in front of this guy's house. And that's it. That's all you saw was the house. So, anyway, apparently this guy executed, and I mean executed, a friend who he'd had a fight with after going to a bar a couple of nights before. The kid's name is Odin Lloyd. He was a member of the Boston Bandits, another sort of a semi-pro team. And there were some other people involved in this with him, apparently. But I wonder if he's all roided up. That's kind of what I think when I look at this guy. And when people do stuff like that, that seems to be one of the explanations. Interesting to see what they use for a defense. All right, so that's the report on this hour of Good Day, 59 after the...
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.